Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the SciTech podcast, part of the newsfeed in RV. I'm Harvey Creasy.
I'm Alexis Johnson.
And I'm Mary Desmond.
So today what we want to talk about is the new iPhone, the iPhone X, which I guess is kind of the iPhone X. It's Roman numeral. Nobody really knows what to call it yet since it's so new. But there's a lot of changes in this iPhone compared to previous versions. Most notably, there's no home button. That's been pretty much a staple of the iPhone since it came out. And I guess what they want to do with that is make they've gotten rid of the button altogether, which means there's no more fingerprint. And now your face is your fingerprint. That's how you get in the phone. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, no, I definitely heard about the facial recognition, them abolishing the home button, and I initially was just like, this just, I don't think this is going to go over smoothly with a lot of people, but at the same time, people are always going to buy the new iPhone, so it's eventually just going to get to the point where it doesn't matter anymore. Like, people are going to buy it anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is really bizarre. I think it's sort of weird. Also, like, what happens if it's dark and, like, you can't see the face technically?
Right. Well, I actually thought the same thing, and I looked it up. Apparently, and I, you know, this hasn't really been out for very long, and I don't have one or own one, so I can't speak to how well it works, but apparently there's infrared sensors in this front-facing camera that's supposed to detect, you know, even in the dark. So, you know, obviously that's, it would be unlike Apple to have an oversight in something like this.
Okay, now I have a question. What if someone has a photo of you? Can they get in your phone?
That's a good question. Again, the answer is apparently not. The same camera that's detecting your face is also scanning for kind of three dimensions. And they do say that if there's a photo or, you know, if somebody pulls up your Facebook or something like that, it's not going to work because it needs, you know, the full...
I'm going to be honest, this makes me nervous. Like, what if you were asleep and someone has your phone mm-hmm. and they just put it up to your face while you're asleep? What if you're passed out or something? Or, sure. Like, you're, like, on the side of the road, you've, like, been in a car accident or something. I'm thinking horrible things.
No, I agree.
This is serious.
But
stuff.
Also, I mean, all of those were concerns with the fingerprint as well.
That's
you know, if you're asleep and someone, you know, touches your finger to the home button, I mean, it's the same kind of thing.
True.
I guess at the end of the day, what we have to wonder is, what's on our phone that we need to be hiding?
That's a good point.
And a lot of people, like, I mean, I don't feel
not even that. What if somebody just steals your phone?
That's true. And I guess once it's unlocked, they can, you know, wipe it and keep it for themselves. Well, so a lot of people, even with the fingerprint, were concerned that somehow the government would get a hold of that data and they would be able to link it to them and yada, yada, yada. Now with the face feature, I think those concerns are even exacerbated. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, now they have our face and our fingerprint. Like, way more than we need.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I try to think of it like, if you have nothing to hide, then what are you worried about? But, you know, I guess there are people out there who don't want the government to have access. And, and you know, there's conspiracies that Apple's working with so-and-so to promote this and that. And who knows? I guess we'll have to see. But, yeah, the iPhone X is available now for pre-order. It's you can purchase it outright for $1,000, almost,
$999. That's insane.
Right. or you can do a monthly plan with a cellular provider. Either way, I don't think I'll be doing that anytime soon. I don't know about you two.
No, not at all. I like my 6.
Yep.
I like the way it is.
Yep.
I don't even use the fingerprint scanner.
Plain and simple.
I'm just
old-fashioned.
Yeah.
We'll see how long that lasts. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the SciTech Podcast. This is the newsfeed in RV. Once again, I'm Harvey Creasy.
I'm Mary Desmond.
And I'm Alexis Johnson.
Have a good day.